local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, the October heat continues. Dr. Bill with the details coming up right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. First, let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are working an incident where a pedestrian was struck at Airport and Schillinger Road. Avoid the area if you can. A lot of emergency vehicles are there. Looking good so far as you're traveling downtown across the Bayway and the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, Fairhope, no delays. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Weeknight and weekend classes are available. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be another hot day with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening showers, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
It's 608 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill. Full weather discussion coming your way from him at 635, plus Kane with traffic. And right now, Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The search is on for an inmate who escaped his work release job site, and he could be anywhere in the state of Alabama. 26-year-old Wesley Lewis Staton is serving an 8-year sentence for a possession of marijuana conviction out of Marshall County. He was assigned to the Childersburg Work Release Center. Authorities say he was last seen in Alabaster on Wednesday at his job site around 11:30 a.m. He was last known to be wearing a black and white collared shirt, blue jeans, and black and white tennis shoes. Staton's described as a black male who is 6'2" tall and weighs about 170 pounds. If you have information on his whereabouts, you're encouraged to call the Alabama Department of Corrections at 1-800-831-8825. In your health news this morning, the state of Alabama is now confirming its first death linked to vaping. The Alabama Department of Public Health says the death of the unidentified man is from a vaping-related illness that has been blamed for more than 800 lung injury cases here in the U.S. 12 deaths have been reported in 10 states. The adult male lived in the eastern portion of the state of Alabama. The Centers for Disease Control is currently investigating the matter, and health officials say that, quote, the use of any tobacco product is unsafe. While this current outbreak is being investigated, the safest option is to refrain from using any e-cigarette or vape product. Furthermore, there's no situation in which these devices should be used by pregnant women or youths. That quote coming to us from the Department of Health. Symptoms of the lung disease include cough, shortness of breath, and fatigue, with a patient's condition growing worse over a period of days or weeks before admission to the hospital. Other symptoms may include fever, chest pain, nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. If you have complications, you're urged to immediately contact your health care provider and let them know if you have used vaping or e-cigarette products, which includes vape pens, liquids, refill pods, and cartridges. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 610 FM Talk 106.5 on the way. Got sports with Dalton. Plus tonight, of course, a lot of Auburn talk starting at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
With the Auburn Tiger Radio Show. Of course, Auburn Auburn Overtime. That happens at 7.
That's
right?
Correct. With Doug Holton.
And so we load you up, and then the actual game broadcast starts at 11:30 on Saturday?
That's right. Pre-game starts at 11:30, and then kickoff in the Swamp against the 10th-ranked Florida Gators at 2:30.
All right, got you stacked up on that. We'll talk more about sports in general with Dalton coming up in just a second, plus the stats we look for every year. Annual study on
amount of time you sit in the drive-through is out. And they have yet 21 seconds slower this year from last year. There's been a slowdown.
Not good.
Sign of a good economy. We'll give you details coming up. News is next.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama has its first vaping-related death confirmed by the State Department of Public Health. A man from eastern Alabama died of lung disease associated with e-cigarettes. A nighttime military exercise at Camp Shelby near Hattiesburg sent more than a dozen paratroopers to the hospital. 80 soldiers were taking part in the exercise. Officials say a strong gust blew the paratroopers away from their intended drop zone and into some pine trees. None of the injuries were life-threatening. An Okaloosa County grand jury has indicted a man who was on the run for weeks after a murder this summer. 22-year-old Tony Bird Jr. is accused of killing Taiwan Tatum July 8th in Crestview. Deputies say Bird shot Tatum, then left town. The community was on alert for days. Bird was finally tracked down in Atlanta. He was arrested August 30th by U.S. Marshals. A federal court has upheld the murder conviction for a woman who killed her baby. Authorities say Tanisha Crowell had the baby at home, cut the umbilical cord, placed the baby in the garbage, and left it outside in 40-degree weather. She was originally sentenced to life in prison back in May 2018. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News. News 5.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The sportsbooks at Boomtown and Hollywood Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action and the best prop bets in town. So grab the crew and place your bets at the sportsbooks at Boomtown Casino Biloxi and Hollywood Casino Gulf Coast. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696. Sports betting is legal in Mississippi and not in Louisiana or Alabama.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Tampa wins the AL Wild Card game in Oakland. Atlanta starts their playoff series against St. Louis this afternoon. And South Alabama has a Sun Belt home game tonight at Ladd Peebles Stadium. 6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Tampa Bay Rays got off to an early lead and held on to that lead, beating the Oakland A's 5-1 last night in the American League Wild Card game.
Pagan gets the sign. The right-hander is ready to go. The pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And Houston, here we come.
That call from a very excited anchor at Tampa Sports Radio, 620 WDAE. The Rays got on the board in the very first at-bat with leadoff hitter Yandy Diaz hitting a solo shot to right field.
The 3-1 pitch on its way. Swing and a drive to right field and deep. Back at it is Laureano to the wall, and what a way to start a game!
With that homer, Diaz became the first leadoff hitter ever to homer in each of his first two at-bats in a postseason game. Actually, that came in his second home run that put the Rays up 4-0. They, in the second inning, took a 3-0 lead with Rays outfielder Avisail Garcia hitting a two-run homer. The A's got their only run of the game in the bottom of the third on a sacrifice fly that scored Marcus Semien, and the Rays scored their final run in the fifth with Tommy Pham hitting the team's fourth home run of the night. Oakland set a wild card game attendance record with 54,005 people showing up to the Oakland Coliseum, but it wasn't enough to keep the A's from continuing their losing streak in winner-take-all playoff games to 9. They lost last year's American League wildcard game to the New York Yankees. The Rays now move on to the AL Division Series against Houston. Today, the National League Division Series begin. The Atlanta Braves will host the St. Louis Cardinals in Game 1 of their series at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Braves manager Brian Snitker said yesterday that he expects the Braves' two best hitters, first baseman Freddie Freeman and outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr., to be at 100% for the series. The two have been dealing with minor injuries the last couple weeks. Then at 7:37 tonight, The National League leading LA Dodgers host the wild card winning Washington Nationals in the first game of their series. In NFL news, longtime Arizona Cardinals owner Bill Bidwill passed away yesterday at 88 years old. Bidwill's father, Charles, bought the Chicago Cardinals in 1932. Bill started as a ball boy as a child and went to work for the team full-time in 1960 during the Cardinals' first season in St. Louis. After a stint in the Navy, Bill became the owner in 1972, and the team moved to Arizona in 1988. The New England Patriots placed longtime place kicker Steven Gostkowski on injured reserve yesterday. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports that Gostkowski will have season-ending surgery for a left hip injury. Gostkowski's the Patriots' all-time leader in points and field goals. He is expected to be ready for the 2020 season. Tonight, the South Alabama Jaguars will host the Georgia Southern Eagles at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Game is set to kick off at 6:30. It'll be broadcast on ESPNU. Both the Jaguars and the Eagles have had very slow starts to the season. The Jags are 1-4 after losing 3 in a row. Georgia Southern won 10 games last year after they only won 2 in 2017, and they returned a ton of starters this year, so they were expected to be a top contender in the Sun Belt. But so far this season, the Eagles are 1-3 with losses to LSU, Minnesota, and Louisiana Lafayette. The Eagles are favored over the Jags tonight by 10 points. In some SEC news, ESPN reports that LSU running back Leonard Fournette has left the team. Fournette is the younger brother of former LSU star and current Jacksonville Jaguars running back Leonard Fournette. Leonard graduated in May and withdrew from the school on Wednesday. ESPN's source said that Fournette, quote, just wants to move on with his life. No word on their other brother, Lanyard. Actually, that's not true.
His younger brother's name's
Leonard, and he is Leonard. That's right.
It's some creativity, parents. Come on. Well, you know what that is? That's exhausted parents going, to heck with it. We want it to be an L name. Just give them the same name. We'll just put emphasis on different syllables.
Is it a lack of, what'd you say? They're not being very creative?
I think they're exhausted.
Is it very smart? They only have to yell one name and both will turn around when they're doing wrong. Just say, Leonard!
But then you get confusion when you're saying which one's grounded. So I think that sounds like exhausted parents.
Well, now neither are running backs at LSU because Leonard has stepped away from the team. 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and an event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be another hot day with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening showers, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call a Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call a Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call a Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center at Airport and Schillinger, had a pedestrian struck. They're just finishing up that incident, so be careful if you're traveling in that area. Light traffic so far as you're traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway. No problems. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. It's a good ride in so far. The South Alabama Jaguars hosting Georgia Southern tonight in a key Sun Belt Conference football game at Land People Stadium. The kickoff's at 6:30, but they've got a free tailgate and concert in the parking lot beginning at 5. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on the way. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Talk to him about the continuing hot October after a very hot September. But some relief on the way. He'll give us details, plus a look at the tropics coming up in just about 12 minutes. Right now, let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An arrest has been made in a recent shooting at a gas station in the Port City, and it happened in broad daylight. 23-year-old Desanique Jefferson turned herself in to Mobile Police Headquarters on Wednesday afternoon. She is being charged with second-degree assault. According to Mobile Police, Jefferson and a male victim got into a verbal altercation at the Citgo gas station on South Broad Street, and that's when Jefferson pulled out a gun. She and the victim struggled over that gun, causing the gun to go off and a bullet to hit the victim. Jefferson took off on foot. As for the victim, he was transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities are actively investigating this case. A tourist is now charged with a federal crime after authorities say he put a dead sea turtle on a grill. According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services, 38-year-old Joseph Politz is from Lake Charles, Louisiana, and he was seen on surveillance footage bringing the turtle's carcass back to his condominium in Orange Beach last May. A witness says they saw him take the carcass and conceal it on a grill close to a swimming pool. The witness then contacted the Orange Beach Police Department, who then would later reach out to the USFWS. After reviewing surveillance footage, the Orange Beach PD and USFWS then contacted Politz for an interview and questioning. He then admitted to the act. There's no word yet on whether the grill was in use at the time, but under the Endangered Species Act, it is illegal to take the carcass of a sea turtle. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
That's the acronym for U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Thank you. 624 FM Talk 106.5. So, Kelly, bring us a story of beach kill sea turtle going to a grill, right? I mean, so the details of this is there's a dead sea turtle.
Right.
Okay. It's brought up and put on a grill.
That's correct.
The suspect in this case that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is accusing of this crime is from what state?
Louisiana, Lake Charles specifically.
You point something out, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and I know there's some folks maybe here in the Daphne office might be listening this morning. Y'all know that's a traditional use, right? There's like in Alaska, for example, when I've been lucky enough to be up there fishing, we have certain rules because we're non-Aboriginal, right? We're not native people. We have to fish some rivers you can't use, but you have to cut two hooks off your treble. You have to mash barbs down. Some you can use lures, but not any kind of live bait. You definitely can't use nets and all that. But if you're somebody who's a resident, or especially if you're native people there, you can use nets and spears and all kind of stuff because it's traditional use. So U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service there lets people do things that culturally have been part of their lifestyle.
Right. Same in Hawaii.
Same thing in Hawaii, right. They can. I would argue that somebody from Louisiana culturally that taken a sea turtle that washed up dead and put it on the grill, that is a normal
aboriginal right of a Louisiana resident. And even though they're over here, how are you to tell them that their culture is wrong?
He didn't kill the turtle.
He didn't kill the turtle. And he said, hey, Cher, look there. hey, brah, there's a sea turtle.
Yeah.
And it's dead. But up here, I got some Tony Shashries.
Uh-huh.
We got so I could make a coubillon. We could do a etouffee.
Plenty of charcoal.
I will put this turtle on the grill. We go cook this turtle. We go put some seasoning on it. So U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, I know there are laws, but there's also exceptions to your laws. You let people, things that are traditional use or aboriginal use, you give exceptions for the use of wildlife that you wouldn't the rest of the public. And let me argue, if I'm the attorney, mm-hmm. Louisiana person, you should have hired me if I was an attorney.
No, and they're going to hire a very Cajun lawyer.
This would be awesome. Be the best lawsuit to sit in. I mean, the best court case to ever sit in on. But I would argue that it is a normal native use of a wildlife resource when a dead sea turtle is sitting there. Mm-hmm. If you're from Louisiana, you should be allowed to take it and put it on the grill. No, I don't want anybody to get sea turtles. We're working on, we have actually a couple different species of sea turtles in the Gulf, and one's made quite a resurgence, which is awesome. One not so much, but I'm for protecting the live sea turtles. But if it's dead, and this person's from Louisiana, mm-hmm. who is to say they don't have the right to take it up, put some Tony Shashries on it, put it on the grill?
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're a Louisiana person we're talking about, I'll come over and eat.
What if he'd gone north a little bit and grabbed a squirrel and brought it down to put on the grill?
Yeah. I mean, well, here's the thing.
They're not endangered.
They're not endangered. Lord knows they're not. And there's plenty of roadkill squirrels.
Yeah.
You can't call this turtle roadkill, beach kill turtle. But, I mean, this is a turtle that is dead, and it's a guy from Louisiana probably says, hey, look. Oh, it ain't bad.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. That thing is still fresh. Let's go put it on the grill.
Federal charges just seems a little steep to me for this one.
Well, because it's a federally protected species.
Right.
But I'm just arguing that there are federally protected species also that aboriginal folks, by traditional use, are allowed to harvest mm-hmm. in places because of it being part of the culture. Let me argue that getting something like a sea turtle off the beach and putting it in, maybe not a grill, but probably more in a big pot, is a traditional Louisiana. It's the aboriginal thing. So.
That's what they do.
Come on, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. If you're over there in the Daphne office, hear me out, huh? Tell me I'm not speaking truth. Dr. Bill's got our forecast. He's on the way. News 5 is next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police in Pritchard are investigating a double homicide overnight. It happened in the Whistler community on Bellmead Drive sometime before 2:30 this morning. Pritchard investigators were still at that scene early this morning. So far, the victims have not been identified and no information has been released about a suspect. The suspect in a cold case murder will be back in a Mobile courtroom later this morning. 61-year-old Alvin Ray Allen was arrested last month, 39 years after the death of 19-year-old Sandra Williams. She was found dead on Clement Court on September 11th, 1980. On a dead-end street in Tolmanville. It's now a cul-de-sac and is nearly 8 miles away from her apartment complex on Azalea Road. She'd been raped and stabbed. Allen has pleaded not guilty in the case. The FBI is offering a $10,000 reward for the arrest and conviction of two armed robbery suspects. The crime happened on West Jackson Street in Escambia County, Florida on September 24th. Two men with handguns walked into the Beacon Food Mart and robbed the place. They've been on the run ever since. They are considered armed and dangerous. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
Hey guys, Cole Kubik here, and I want to tell you about the Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash coming up November the 13th, 6 to 9 at St. Dominic Murphy Center. A $10,000 drawdown is going to take place, catered by Bay Gourmet. Adult beverages will be provided by Serta Brewery. DJ Dr. Feelgood will be in the house along with a silent auction. Proceeds are going to go to Auburn Wheelchair Sports. The Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash, November the 13th, 6 to 9 at St. Dominic Murphy Center. All proceeds going to Auburn Wheelchair Sports.
Tickets available at all Rim Animal Clinic locations.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance, or if you're thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. Don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Kurt Volker, who resigned as special representative for Ukraine negotiations last Friday, will be on Capitol Hill today meeting with congressional committee staffers preparing the impeachment investigation. And Suzanne Malveaux reports another high-profile witness will do the same tomorrow.
Intelligence Community Inspector General Michael Atkinson will appear at a closed-door briefing tomorrow, which is also the deadline House Democrats have given the White House to submit documents related to the Ukraine phone call or face subpoenas.
President Trump leaves Washington behind today, traveling to a Republican stronghold north of Orlando, Florida, for a talk about Medicare before an invitation-only audience. There were some protesters in the streets around the Dallas courthouse last night, but reaction to the 10-year sentence given to former police officer Amber Geiger in the shooting death of her neighbor Botham Jean has been generally low-key. After 2 days of losses on Wall Street, stock futures are showing slight gains across the boards this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A congressional committee has requested a trove of internal Facebook documents that the company's critics say will demonstrate how the social media giant unfairly leveraged its market dominance to crush or absorb competitors. The request by the House Judiciary Committee comes amid a flurry of new antitrust investigations of tech giants, including ones by the Federal Trade Commission and state attorneys general. At issue are internal Facebook documents unearthed in a case brought by 643, a startup whose founders have waged a bitter four-year legal battle with the social network. Tesla delivered a record number of cars in the latest quarter, but will need to top that number yet again in the final 3 months of the year to meet its ambitious full-year target. Tesla says it delivered 97,000 vehicles in the quarter ended September 30th. The latest figure fell short of the 99,000 deliveries analysts expected and marked a 16% jump from a year ago. On Wall Street, futures moderately higher after stocks plunged yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
Gavin McKenzie, CEO, Build McKenzie.
With more construction projects coming in, we needed to quickly hire a lead recruiter. We wanted someone who was bilingual and had 5 years of HR experience. LinkedIn Jobs matched me with many qualified applicants, but Anna Maria was the one with all the skills that we needed.
A person is hired with LinkedIn every 8 seconds. Post a job at linkedin.com/today and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Hi, everybody. I'm Doug Holton, inviting you to join us every Thursday night at 7 p.m. for Tiger Talk Overtime right here on FM Talk 106.5. It's your chance to talk Auburn athletics, specifically this fall, of course, Tiger football, for an extra hour following Tiger Talk. Tiger Talk Overtime, Thursday nights at 7, right here, only on FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 6:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Well, you're just telling us off air. Unfortunately, another record yesterday, and it wasn't for record cold, I bet.
Yeah, 96 degrees yesterday and broke the old record of 95 set in 1904, 115 years ago. And hot temperatures all across Alabama. Even getting into the upper 90s up in northern portions of the state. We're in for another hot day today with sunshine up around 95, perhaps 96 degrees, and most likely we'll break another record for today. Now, late this afternoon or possibly early this evening, we might see an isolated shower develop in the area, but just a slight chance. Low tonight will be in the low 70s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, another hot day, up around 95 degrees, and we have a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. There is a weak cold front that will be moving down through Alabama. We'll call it a dry front, really, and it will make it into our area late tomorrow. And so Saturday will be mostly sunny, and yeah, we're going to cool off a little bit. The high will be 92 degrees on Saturday. But then on Sunday, a stronger cold front will move through Arkansas and into Mississippi, and it's going to start to set off some shower activity across Alabama and Mississippi. And so Sunday, I look for partly cloudy skies with a good chance for thunderstorm activity in the afternoon. That should keep temperatures in the upper 80s. That frontal system will be moving through on Monday, and we've got a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. Dry air comes in for Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll have mostly sunny skies, a high around 85 degrees for both days, and then cooling to around 60 at night.
All right. So, I mean, 80, is that more what the average temp would be, or is that still above average?
That's the average is 83
okay.
This time of the year, so that's pretty close.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
There's a tropical wave over the Western Caribbean that'll be moving into Yucatan and Southwest Gulf. We don't expect any development from that. There's another strong tropical wave. Looks like it's coming off the African coast. Right now, we don't have any named storms. The remnants of Lorenzo is still producing some strong winds. It's now moving into the British Isles. And as we talked about yesterday, it's going to end up over in the Netherlands and Belgium late in the weekend. So we got a little bit of a lull right now, and there's a possibility we could, with that one coming off the African coast, that could become a named storm over the next few days.
All right, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and we will keep keep our eye on his forecast the whole way through hurricane season. Of course, his forecast 24/7 here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, so mentioned this earlier. And I didn't know they did these annually, but I guess they do. It looks like they've been doing them for a while. Annual study of drive-thrus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just the time, or do they study other things?
So time. Said the annual study of drive-thrus, they found out from year to year, this last year was 21 seconds slower than they were last year.
That's not good.
Well, it's a sign, I think I would argue it might be a sign of a good economy.
More people rolling through.
Right.
Interesting.
Average wait time? You know this business.
Yeah,
so you know,
okay.
So
I'm going to say
average wait time.
Average. We're going average.
Because I think they use like 20 different fast food places.
Okay, but from order to picking up your order, I'm going to say the average wait time, 5 minutes and 43 seconds.
4 minutes and 15 seconds.
Oh, I was way off.
Yeah, they said out of the chains they looked at, see, here's what's not fair about this. It depends on what you're serving.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's more prep time for different things and more options and ways. Because they said Dunkin' Donuts was the fastest.
Yeah. They have a menu. They don't just serve donuts.
I know, but they have, like, what? In their breakfast menu, they got the little egg sandwiches. They got, like, 4 things?
Yeah,
5 things?
They don't have a lot. But also, the number of people that come through and just get coffee, that pulls down the average.
Yeah, you're
big
right.
Time.
Okay. That's
same with Starbucks, I would imagine.
Here's why I think this study is... What did the president say yesterday? BS?
Yeah.
This is why I think it's BS. Dunkin' Donuts the fastest, Chick-fil-A the slowest.
The slowest?
The slowest.
Hmm.
That's BS, at least here anecdotally.
Yeah.
If I see a line of vehicles... Okay, let's talk about two places that serve chicken. Two places that serve chicken that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Popeyes and Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
Okay, I like both of them. I like some fried bird. Like, I like fried chicken. My gosh, I like fried chicken, whether it's on a sandwich or it's a box of spicy breast and thighs and wings. And like, okay. If I see 3 cars in front of me at Popeyes, I'm not going to go.
No, that's a 20-minute wait.
I'm not going to go. If I see 15 cars in front of me at Chick-fil-A, I'm going.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be through. I don't fear that. You know, they've got Scott and Cindy with the iPads out there taking your order and doing things. So you're like all busy out there. You get through there faster. I love both. I love a big Popeyes fan, a big Chick-fil-A fan. But if there's more than three vehicles, I don't go to Popeyes.
Well, and they probably also count the people that pull in on Sunday and just wait there not knowing that Chick-fil-A's closed.
But I
talked to some family from Pennsylvania this weekend, and we were talking about a little Chick-fil-A, as families do.
Right.
And I said, yeah, they're really fast down here. And he said, we have one up here that is like the worst restaurant. And I said, how is that possible? I've never seen a Chick-fil-A be the worst restaurant in the area. Maybe in the Northeast, the Chick-fil-A's are a little different.
And that's what I'm saying. This is why I said anecdotally for me, because I have lived enough decades now on the planet to realize just because you experience something one way doesn't mean it's the same elsewhere. But for me, like it's like a 5-to-1. There could be five times as many vehicles in line at Chick-fil-A, and I'll still pull in if there's that much at a Popeyes. As much as I dearly love the Popeyes, I don't go.
What's your limit? Doesn't matter what the restaurant is, or maybe it does, but what's your limit where you say, all right, I'm pulling out, even if you've already ordered?
Okay, this is so my personality. Mm-hmm. It's horrible. If there is, in places that have the two lines or something, I'd say if it's more than four cars deep,
yeah,
I don't go.
Okay, but what about when you order and you're waiting there? How long do you wait before you just leave the line and say, I'm over this? Mine is probably 10 minutes.
I'm somewhere close to that or just under that. I may or may not have pulled out of a line the other day. I think we're 8 minutes in. I remember I said, this is the old man thing I said. I said, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think that's why I said to the children, this is just ridiculous, and off I went.
Taco Bell is smart. They trap you in the line.
Yes, they do. They put there's a couple of those places, too. By the way, out of all the chains they looked at, Dunkin', one shortest drive-through time, 3 minutes and 37 seconds. Chick-fil-A, 5 minutes and 23 seconds. Wendy's was the second fastest at 3 minutes and 50 seconds. Because everybody's just getting frosties.
Mm-hmm.
Then Burger King, 3 minutes and 55 seconds. Taco Bell, where they trap you, 4 minutes. KFC, 4 minutes and 4 seconds. And McDonald's, the second slowest, 4 minutes and 44 seconds.
But the fries are delicious.
Got that right. 6:42, we're coming right back.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We do have a new accident, I-10 eastbound. The northbound 65 on the exit ramp left lane is blocked off, does have injuries. We have a lot of emergency vehicles already in that area, so be careful. Going to be slowing up traffic. Also working an accident at Airport and Foreman. An Airport and Schillinger, where a pedestrian was struck. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing plus $500 bonus cash back, model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A $15.6 million grant has been awarded to the University of South Alabama, Nova Southeastern University in Florida, Mississippi State University, and the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission for their continued work on habitats in the Gulf of Mexico. The grant, awarded by the NOAA Restore Science Program, is part of the Restore Act of 2012 that, quote, authorized the use of administrative and civil penalties resulting from the Deepwater Horizon oil spill to restore and protect the natural resources, ecosystems, fisheries, marine and wildlife habitats, beaches, coastal wetlands, and the economy of the Gulf Coast region. That's according to NOAA. University of South Alabama will receive almost $3 million to study how oyster, blue crab, and spotted
spotted trout respond to changes in their environment. Mississippi State will receive nearly $4 million. Southeastern University in Florida will receive just under $3 million. And $6 million will go to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission for a comprehensive database where habitat and water quality information will live. The program will last 5 years, and programs that perform highly will be eligible for a non-competitive renewal. A scary scene for one City of Mobile worker after they were electrocuted and survived. According to Mobile Police, on Monday, September 30th, at approximately 1 p.m., police responded to the area of Washington Avenue and St. Louis Street in reference to one person injured by electrocution. The City of Mobile Electrical Department worker was working on a utility pole when he was electrocuted. Now, the worker was transported to a local hospital with injuries to his hands and his stomach. But the good news is he did survive. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, this is Chuck McKay. After a tough year of chemo last year, I was having issues with sleep, my energy level, and aches and pains that just would not get better, even with medication. I heard friends say CBD had helped them with similar issues and thought, I need to at least try this stuff. I knew Joe Brown had opened Your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest. So I skeptically went to see if CBD could help me. I felt hope as soon as Joe started talking. He asked what I was experiencing, carefully explained how CBD works with the body, then suggested Your CBD store products and dosage that had worked for his other customers. I started that day, and within days, I was sleeping again, and my body and just life felt good again. Listen, if you suffer from pain or anxiety, please see Joe at Your CBD store of West Mobile. Don't let skepticism of CBD keep you from feeling better another day. And please, shop local. It helps us all.
Visit Your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot.
My husband's found a secret, Carrot Patch Jewelers. He actually likes shopping at the Carrot Patch. The friendly staff always helps him choose something perfect and at a price he's happy to pay. Fine diamonds, colored stone rings, pendants, and earrings with the newest styles, classic and timeless. Even fashion pieces, too. Since 1982, Carrot Patch Jewelers is still your I didn't just think of you today store. Do like my husband and shop where you're sure to find the gifts you'll love for eternity. Now in their brand new location at 800 Hillcrest Road, Carrot Patch Jewelers.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama has its first vaping-related death confirmed by the State Department of Public Health. A man from eastern Alabama died of lung disease associated with e-cigarettes. A nighttime military exercise at Camp Shelby near Hattiesburg sent more than a dozen paratroopers to the hospital. 80 soldiers were taking part in the exercise. Officials say a strong gust blew the paratroopers away from their intended drop zone and into some pine trees. None of the injuries were life-threatening. An Okaloosa County grand jury has indicted a man who was on the run for weeks after a murder this summer. 22-year-old Tony Bird Jr. is accused of killing Taiwan Tatum July 8th in Crestview. Deputies say Bird shot Tatum, then left town. The community was on alert for days. Bird was finally tracked down in Atlanta. He was arrested August 30th by U.S. Marshals. A federal court has upheld the murder conviction for a woman who killed her baby. Authorities say Tanisha Crowell had the baby at home, cut the umbilical cord, placed the baby in the garbage, and left it outside in 40-degree weather. She was originally sentenced to life in prison back in May 2018. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm Keith Woodham, your Edward Jones financial advisor in West Mobile. We'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process, create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. Call me, Keith Woodham in West Mobile.
Or me, Carla Stewart in Spanish Fort for a face-to-face appointment.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Tampa wins the American League wildcard game in Oakland. Atlanta starts their playoff series against St. Louis this afternoon, and the South Alabama Jaguars with a Sun Belt home game tonight at Ladd Peebles Stadium. 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Tampa Bay Rays got off to an early lead and held on to that lead, beating the Oakland A's 5-1 last night in the American League wildcard game.
Pagan gets the sign. The right-hander is ready to go. The pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And Houston, here we come.
That call from Tampa Sports Radio, 620 WDAE. The Rays got on the board in the very first at-bat with leadoff hitter Yandy Diaz hitting a solo shot to right field.
The 3-1 pitch on its way. Swing and a drive to right field and deep. Back at it is Laureano to the wall, and what a way to start a game!
It continued in the second inning with Rays outfielder Avisail Garcia hitting a two-run homer, gave the Rays a 3-0 lead. Then in the third inning, Diaz hit his second solo home run, and the Rays were up 4-0. And with that home run, Diaz became the first leadoff hitter ever to homer in each of his first two at-bats in a postseason game. The A's got their only run of the game in the bottom of the third on a sacrifice fly that scored Marcus Semien. And the Rays scored their final run in the fifth with Tommy Pham hitting the team's fourth homer of the night. Oakland set a wild card game attendance record with 54,005 people showing up to the Oakland Coliseum. But it wasn't enough to keep the A's from continuing their losing streak in winner-take-all playoff games to 9. The Rays now move on to host the American League Division Series against Houston. And actually, Houston hosts those first two games. Today, the National League Division Series begin. The Atlanta Braves will host the St. Louis Cardinals in Game 1 of their series at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Braves manager Brian Snitker said yesterday that he expects the Braves' two best hitters, first baseman Freddie Freeman and outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr., to be at 100% for the series. Two have been dealing with minor injuries the past couple of weeks. Then at 7:37 tonight, the National League leading L.A. Dodgers host the wild card winning Washington Nationals in the first game of their series. In NFL news, longtime Arizona Cardinals owner Bill Bidwill passed away yesterday at 88 years old. Bidwill's father, Charles, bought the Chicago Cardinals in 1932. Bill started as a ball boy as a child, went to work for the team full-time in 1960 during the Cardinals' first season in St. Louis. He became the owner in 1972, and then the team moved to Arizona in 1988. The New England Patriots placed longtime kicker Steven Gostkowski on injured reserve yesterday. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports that Gostkowski will have season-ending surgery for a left hip injury. Gostkowski's the Patriots' all-time leader in points and field goals. He is expected to be ready for the 2020 season. Tonight, the South Alabama Jaguars host the Georgia Southern Eagles at Ladd Peebles Stadium. The game is set to kick off at 6:30. It'll be broadcast on ESPNU. Both the Jaguars and the Eagles have had very slow starts to the season. The Jags are 1-4 after losing 3 in a row. And Georgia Southern's 1-3 with losses to LSU, Minnesota, and Louisiana Lafayette. The Eagles are favored over the Jags tonight by 10 points. And in some SEC news, ESPN reports that LSU running back Leonard Fournette has left the team. Fournette's the younger...
Wait a second, he left years ago. He plays for Jacksonville.
No, that would be his older brother, Leonard. We're talking about Leonard, the younger brother of Leonard.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so Leonard, the former LSU star, current Jacksonville Jaguars running back. Leonard, the current LSU, well, not even current LSU running back. He's now left the team. ESPN sources say he graduated in May, withdrew from the school on Wednesday, and their source said that Fournette, quote, just wants to move on with his life. I imagine he will be transferring and playing for another team next season.
Wait a second. Leonard Fournette's brother is
Leonard. I need to look up if they have any other brothers. Maybe Lanyard? I don't know.
It's too much, man. Too much for me.
6:53, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road. Leonard. Leonard Fournette.
Can you bet? It's the laziest parents ever. Or parents are just, they're just exhausted. They're like, I don't know. Just call them the same thing as the other one. We'll just emphasize, just emphasis on different syllables.
The fifth kid will just be called Nard. They'll just take letters away.
By the way, from the text line here, we'll get more with traffic coming up in a second. But thank you. Matt says we got a wreck at I-65 and I-10. Traffic backing up on eastbound I-10. There we go. More with traffic coming up in just a second.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be another hot day with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening showers, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, I-10 eastbound to I-65 northbound, the on-ramp, the left lane blocked off with injuries. Also, Wilmer Georgetown Road at 98 near the railroad tracks got another accident clearing, and they're still working the one where a pedestrian was struck this morning at Airport at Schillinger and another wreck at Airport at Foreman. Market in the Park is back every Saturday from October 12th through November 23rd, 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square in downtown Mobile. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Let the party begin. We now know which group will rock us into the new year at the annual Moon Pie Drop. Collective Soul was announced as a headliner on Wednesday. So when the crowd watches and counts down to the new year, Collective Soul will provide the soundtrack. The celebration is 12 years in the making, and of course there'll be plenty of fireworks, as well as the annual cutting and serving of the world's largest edible moon pie. Expect a second line parade along Royal Street and a roaring 20s costume contest. Collective Soul, they launched onto the national scene in 1993, and they're known for their big hits like Shine, Breathe, and The World I Know. For more information on the big celebration, go to mobilenewyear.com. Walmart's doing what they can to make your grocery shopping experience even more enjoyable. The nation's largest retailer is making its grocery delivery service free to all customers now through Halloween, which is, of course, October the 31st. So to cash in on the deal, you must enter the code HOMEFREE at checkout with a $50 minimum order. And then there's a $7.95 to $9.95 delivery fee. Well, that will be waived. Here's how it all works. Visit Walmart.com or go to the grocery store or go to the Walmart grocery app. Enter your zip code and create your shopping list. During checkout, you'll be asked to select a time for your order to be delivered. Walmart employees will then go through the store and fill out your customer order. Your groceries will be delivered to your home within 1 hour of your delivery request. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 657 FM Talk 106.5. We'll get to some more of these texts. Dalton and I talking about the list out for fast food wait times now 21 seconds longer this year than last year. I say that's probably a sign of a good economy. This texter says, I have a friend who is a manager at a Chick-fil-A. He says the moment they start the transaction in the computer, they have 2 minutes to get the food out to you. I've once had the food handed to me before I even swipe my card to pay. Chick-fil-A is the fastest. I got to agree with that. That person, like I said, there's the balance. Like, love Popeyes and love Chick-fil-A. But if there are more than three cars in line at Popeyes, not going to see me. I'll come back later at a weird hour and get my chicken. All right, 6:58. Yeah, Collective Soul will be playing the Moon Pie Drop. Pretty cool for 40 and 50-year-olds, right? We can recreate the 90s. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way next.